All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 36 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. As I mentioned in the last episode, in the Patreon episode, we have visitors. My wife's sister and her three sons. Her three sons. They're all like mid-teen to late teen. The oldest one might be 20, I don't know. But, you know, somewhere in that range. And they're here until maybe Tuesday morning. I'm not sure. I should probably listen a little bit better, but It's an area where I could improve, you know, actually listening to what's being said. But anyway, they're here now. Tomorrow we're supposed to go to Philadelphia. Tony gave me she said, you don't have to go. I said, I feel like I should. And she goes, why do you feel that way? I said, out of an obligation to you. I feel like it would take some of the pressure off you. Try to be nice. She goes, well, you don't have to go if you don't want to go. I don't like that. I don't like that if you don't want to go part. But she has the door wide open. So if I don't want to go, she says I don't have to go, and there won't be any, I don't know. I don't trust it. It's going to be one of those things where I can't believe that you made me go to Philadelphia. You didn't support me, you know, that kind of thing. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably end up going. But anyway, that'll be a day in Philadelphia visiting, the bell down there. That cracked bell. I don't know. They want to see all the historic stuff. I've done that. It's been years, but, I'm kind of interested in that kind of stuff too. But Philadelphia is an aggravating city to drive in. So, I don't know. So I'm probably going to go. I probably should go. I'm not stupid. I know how these things work. And I certainly don't want to go, but I probably will go. So that's the status of that. Today, they're out having a picnic right now as I record this. Out at the state park having a picnic. Tony said, do you want to go to that? I said, absolutely not. There's no way. I mean, picnics are, it's one of those things that, oh, it sounds quaint, it sounds like fun, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's always terrible in my experience. Picnics are at the, you know, I wouldn't say at the top of the list, but of things that everybody thinks is going to be a good time, and it turns out terrible. Am I wrong about that? Do I have a skewed view on that? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't even like eating. You know, I don't know. I have to think about this. I don't like eating out, like on patios at restaurants. We sat when we went to. I was doing some business travel. That's another thing. It sounds great in the abstract. Business travel. That's bullshit. I mean, every once in a while, it's interesting because it just shakes things up. If I had to do that all the time, I used to have to do it more than I do now. And I didn't like it, you know. I mean, after a while, it's just like, oh, God. It's just a hassle. Who wants to go through airports and all that? I mean, yeah, like I say, once a year, twice a year, you know, it just breaks up the monotony. But if you have to do it all the time, that's no fun either. But back to picnics. Oh, we were in Rhode Island somewhere, and me and this guy from work, and we went to some restaurant, and they had all this outdoor seating. I was like, ooh, nice, it's nice out here. You know, we're sitting out there, and there's buses going by blowing, you know, exhaust in your face. There's like birds swooping down, trying to take a French fry out of your mouth, and there's like people walking by bumming money, you know. It's like, this is paradise. You know, this is living right here. And so I don't even like that. Although I do like an outdoor patio for drinking. I don't know what the difference is. I guess the aggravation level, you have a couple of double IPAs, and you don't give a shit about the birds swooping. So I don't know, maybe that's how. I don't mind going out on a patio at a bar or something like that, or a restaurant, and drinking beer. I don't like eating outside as a rule. Picnics are bullshit. I mean, that's a non-starter. So they're like, ooh, we'll just grab some subs and we'll go out, you know, lay out a blanket. It sounds quaint. Sounds like something you do in the 1800s. You go out there, there's like gnats, like, and it's hot. Everybody's sweating. Your food's sweating. Who wants to eat a sweaty ham sandwich? Ugh, it sucks. So that was an automatic. Nah, I'm not gonna. I'm passing on that. So now that pretty much ropes me into going to Philly, cause I can't pass on both. Right, right. I mean, I gotta do the Philly thing. It might turn out okay. I might get some good stories out of it. Tony gave me another. I had some good stories in the last one. If you're not a patron, you can't hear it. It's for patrons only. I had some good Nancy, as we call her, stories in the last episode. So, if you're not a patron, that's the way it goes. But I do have a new one. They're staying at some hotel. They're not staying with us. And they have, like, the full breakfast in the morning down in the lobby. So they're in two rooms, I think. I don't know how it's broke up. But the boys aren't staying with Nancy, I think. Or I don't really know. But there's more than one hotel room. And the oldest one supposedly went down into the lobby completely naked with just a towel wrapped around him and got breakfast. So Nancy is like, what are you doing? You can't go to the lobby with a towel wrapped around you. He's like, I don't see why not. You know, he said, this is the way people dress for breakfast. I was like, where? Who? Who does this? So they're staying at this, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's upscale, but it's not a dump. And he goes down to the lobby where they're serving a full breakfast down there in nothing but a towel, barefoot. I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't even understand. The guy's like, he got all offended. I guess they got into some big argument about it. He's like, I don't understand why that's a problem. I don't understand what your objection is to it. So anyway, they're out there having their wonderful, wonderful picnic. And I passed. And I said, I'll just stick around here. I'll just record a podcast. And that's what I'm doing. So I'm home alone right now. It's great. It's a very, very temporary situation. Let's see. Hang on a second. I jotted down some things that fall into the same category of seems like fun in the abstract, and it's almost always not. So this is, I spent upwards of 5 minutes on this prep. 5 minutes of preparation for this episode to make it better for you guys. I do it for you. So on my list, picnics, eating outside is the top. That doesn't mean that's the worst one. That's just the one that's at the top of my list. What do you think about that? Let me know about that. Also, here's a good one. Board games. Any kind of games. I've never been into any kind of games. But especially board games. Like, people, let's play Risk. Are you serious? I'm leaving. That's, you know, you ever been at a party where people, let's play Pictionary or some stupid shit like that? I'm like, I'm out. I will not participate in any kind of organized gaming of any, you know, party gaming. I don't even like drinking games, quarters and all that stuff. I don't even, you know, I enjoy the drinking, but I want to calibrate my own speed. I'm not going to, why, where's the fun of that? I've seen people puke. I saw a guy. He was drinking beer I think it was beer, I don't know, some alcoholic beverage, out of this globe-shaped glass at somebody's house. I don't think we were supposed to be there. There was like a globe-shaped glass filled with beer. And he's like guzzling these things down because he kept losing on this quarter. They're playing some game. He drinks the thing down for the third or fourth time. And then he just instantly vomits right back into the glass. And then they just take the glass and wash it out and just continue on. The thing was filled to the brim with puke minutes prior. Nobody batted it. Everybody's like, it's just a little vomit, you know. But I don't know. That's not the reason. I just don't like games. I don't like any kind of board games. I can't even imagine sitting down and playing Monopoly or something like that. I mean, that is the worst, in my opinion. Card games, poker. Call me a weirdo, but I don't want to play any kind of competitive. I don't mind playing solitaire. That's fun, but that's just a solitary thing because it's called solitaire. It's solitary. That's not the reason. Well, I don't know. I never thought about that, but the thing's called solitaire, and it's a solitary game. Probably some connection in there, right? I never thought of that. But anyway, I like playing solitaire, but I don't like playing like any kind of like hearts and shit like that. Oh, God. Board games are the worst. Whenever Tony wanted it, when the kids were young, we had game night. I was like, are you serious? What? You know, so it was like forced family togetherness. And there would be like one of the kids would start cheating, you know, taking advantage of the older one would be taking advantage of the young. There'd be like fights erupting, big arguments. It's bullshit. I don't like any kind of board games. I don't like card games. And that's number two on my list. Number three, potluck at work. It's like everybody's going to bring in a dish and we're all going to just like share. I'm like, ugh. I think I'll go to Burger King. Thank you very much. I'm not eating from Sue over in finance. I'm not eating out of her crock pot. I'll tell you that much right now. She doesn't even, I mean, God, I don't know. I don't know the cleanliness level of some of these people. Some of them are skeptical. I'm skeptical about them. I'm not talking about my current job necessarily. I'm just talking about my whole life. Everywhere I've worked, they do the potluck thing, and I don't like it. I don't participate, and there you go. I mean, is that wrong? Is that weird? Tony says it's weird. Tony says, I love it. I love when there's potluck. And I'm like, yeah, count me out. I'll be down at the BK having one of those big fish or something, you know. Probably not any cleaner, but it feels like it is. All right, what else? Frisbee. You ever watch those shows where they have it's one of those, I don't know what channels these, we watch them all the time. It's like House Hunters, those type things, or Beachfront Bargain Hunt. You watch these kind of shows where people are trying to buy a house, and they look at three. They're in a city, they're relocating to a city, or in some cases they're buying a vacation home, which infuriates me because these people are like, you know, 30, and they have a budget. This is their vacation home. This is not their daily home. This is their vacation home, and they have a tight budget of $325,000. Like what, you know? So that kind of irritates me. But anyway, we watch a lot of those kind of shows, and they're always. I have a feeling that this is the producers forcing them into this, because they always have them has the family out there at the end in their new home, throwing a frisbee around, you know, just, you know, family togetherness, kicking a ball, maybe like kicking like a soccer ball around, throwing a frisbee. There's a lot of frisbee. I have a feeling these producers, they just have like, just have like items and they bring them to every photo to every shoot, you know. And it's like, all right, we have to have this scene where the family's together out in the yard kicking a ball around or throwing a frisbee. And you can tell most of the time a lot of them never thrown a frisbee in their life. Have you ever actually had fun doing that? I don't think so. I mean, it might be okay for like 2 minutes. The novelty wears off. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. I used to like to pass baseball. I used to like, you know, you go out and just throw a baseball around. I like that. That's fun. But nobody does that anymore. You ever notice that? You ever drive through a neighborhood? Nobody's ever throwing a baseball around. There's nobody around. There's people out maybe like working in their yards. But you don't see anybody out throwing a you don't even see people throwing footballs around. You certainly don't see anybody throwing a baseball around. I guess people play basketball still, like in neighborhoods and stuff, but I don't know. I used to like that. I don't like Frisbee. That's bullshit. That's in the bullshit category. It's one of those things that seems like it'll be fun, and then it's not. All right, what else? Camping. There you go. We bought a trailer. We bought a pop-up camper several years ago. And I had to go to West Virginia to get it. I think my parents located it for us. I said, we're thinking about doing this. It'd be a good way for us to travel a lot, and all four of us can go have fun, and it won't cost us an enormous amount. So my parents said, well, you know, 2 weeks later, they said, there's one down here. It's perfect. So we ended up buying it, and Steve and I had to go down there, Steve and I went down there and picked it up. And drove through this hellacious fog, this bank of fog. I was dragging this ludicrous camper on the back of my Chevy Blazer. And we drove through, I couldn't see beyond the hood of my car. I mean, it was like thick. I didn't even know if I was on the road anymore. And I was pulling this big old pop-up, this box of beds on the back of this thing. It was like hellacious. So we tried to get into the camping thing. It didn't work out. For one thing, I never was able to figure out how to back that thing in. So you go into these campgrounds and we always say, I need a pull through. That's what I said. Do you have any pull through lot, you know, spaces? And sometimes they'd say yes, but most of the time they'd say, nah, they're all back in. So I'm like, oh, God. So I never got the hang of that thing because it feels like you'd turn one way and then the camper would go the other. And I don't know. Couldn't get the hang of it. So then we'd go to the spot where we're supposed to set this thing up. And all the other campers are out there watching you. It's like there's nothing to do. Everybody's just sitting around drinking beer, you know, and it's like 117 degrees. Everybody's sweating. Everybody's got beer coat koozies or whatever those things are with a Keystone Light, you know, tucked down in there. And they're watching you try to back in. I don't know how to do it. So I got an audience. I'm getting pissed, you know, like fired up. So I'd get the thing as close as I could get to where we wanted it. And I just like push it by hand. Because the thing was so light, you could just push it over there. So, and then one time this guy came over, he goes, would you like for me to put it in for you? I said, back away, buddy. You know, I don't know how to do it, but I'm not going to let you do it. So, camping. All right. So then you get the thing set up. There's like an hour and a half of work. I'm already aggravated beyond belief. And all these assholes watching me, and I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated, and then it's hot, it's always hot, and then you got to set up camp, and then what do you do? What do you sit around in like folding chairs, and eat hot food that's like out of a cooler, you know? And you build a fire at night. I don't know. We had some decent trips. We had some fun. We went up to Cooperstown, New York one time. That was fun. That was a good one. And there was a handful. We went to this place, Staunton, Virginia. It was spelled Staunton, pronounced by the locals Staunton. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, that was fun. They had waterfalls in there. That was nice. The kids went down there and played in the water. There was a bunch of kids down there. There was a big well, they weren't big, but there's waterfalls. And the place was cool. You know, that was fun. So there was a handful that turned out okay. Most, I'd say 80% of the time, it was sucked. You know, it's no fun. You know, I didn't have fun at all. It was just a lot of work, a lot of worry, a lot of concern. And I guess if I stuck with it long enough, I might be able to conquer the backing in part, and then that would be erased. But it's hot, and it's buggy. I don't like that. That's not the way I roll. So anyway, camping is on my list for sure. Sounded like a great idea in the abstract. Here's another one. You ready for this? Parades. They're like, we should go down to the 4th of July parade. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that'd be fun. That's bullshit. You know, that's lame. You know, it's like some guy sitting in a convertible. I don't know who he is. And people dressed as clowns throwing candy. You know, and I don't know, there's a fire truck. All right, I've seen them. I've seen fire trucks before. Garbage trucks in a parade, you know. Maybe in the 1878 that might have been fun. Not now. It sounds good in the abstract, not so much fun in reality. I mentioned business travel already. Let's see, outlet malls. You always think, oh, I'm gonna go down there and get some good deals. They got a Gap outlet in there. They got a Nike outlet in there. You go down there, it's the same price as it is over, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. You know, half a mile from your house. I don't know what that is. I think that's a scam. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's exactly the same prices. Am I wrong about that? Maybe I've gone to the wrong. There's this one down in the Poconos here. It's massive. I mean, you can see the curvature of the earth when you pull in the parking lot. Huge, sprawling place. It has every store you can think of. It's called the Crossings or some shit like that. And I don't know. It always seems like, yeah, we should go down there. Maybe we'll get some good deal. Maybe get some new tennis shoes. Maybe get, you know, some shirts, you know, whatever. You go down there, and it's exactly the same prices as at JCPenney over there at the mall. So I don't know what that is. And then also, at that Pocono place, they bus in all these people from, like, New York. I don't know where they're from. New Jersey or something. They have that Jersey, New York accent. And they're just, like, you know, rambunctious, hard-charging. And I don't know. It always sounds great in the abstract. Never turns out all that great. Am I wrong about that? All right. What else? Dating. Oh, I've mentioned that many times. Dating. I don't know. Maybe that's not one of those things that sounds fun in the abstract. That probably doesn't even belong on this. I told you. I've been lucky enough to have three long-term relationships in my life that have pretty much covered, you know, encompassed my entire adult life. So there's been very little of that for me. Thankfully, I've escaped it. I told you about that period in Atlanta, maybe like a 6-month period where I said, all right, I'm going for it. I'm going to, for the only time in my life, out on the dating scene. This is before there's any kind of apps or anything like that. But I just ask people out. I'd never really, I'd always been nervous about that kind of stuff. And during that 6-month period, I was just asking people out. And it was terrible. Pretty much everybody said yes. So that was good. But then we go out and there's absolutely no, I mean, it's like demoralizing. There's like no connection whatsoever. They don't have a sense of humor. At least their sense of humor doesn't coincide with mine. So, and that sucks, you know. I told you that story about that girl. I was sitting in that place in Atlanta, what's it called? I don't know, it doesn't matter. But it was in the Virginia Highlands area of Atlanta. And she was telling me this story about how she was in bed asleep was like 5 o'clock in the morning. She was awakened by this loud wrenching noise, like a grinding noise. She wakes up. She was like, what is that? It's like real loud, she said. She sat up in bed trying to figure out where the noise was coming from. She's half asleep. And right as she sat up in bed, a water pipe in the wall exploded and blasted her out of bed. Like, said she went ass over tits. That's not the phrase she used, but she went ass over tits, crossed the room, blasted her out of the bed. And needless to say, I was laughing my ass off. And she goes, I don't know, I don't really understand why you're laughing. I could have been seriously harmed. And it's like, are you serious? Come on. You're fine. You're sitting here right now eating this expensive meal that I'm on the hook for. I mean, you should be able to laugh at stuff like that. God, you know, right when it happened, okay, maybe it's not funny. Although it would be funny to me. If I got blasted across the room, I'd be laughing my ass off. Okay, say you got a stick up your ass about stuff like that. But this happened months ago, you know, and she's fine. She should be able to laugh about that, right? Right? Am I wrong about this? God. I'm like, all right, we're done here. God. I mean, I knew right then. This is, and it happened over and over and over and over again. It's like no connection. And it's just, I mean, I'm going out on dates every weekend. And I never felt more lonely in my life. I'm not kidding. I mean, I was with people all the time. Lonely as a motherfucker. So, and then I went out with Tony, who is now my wife. She drops a bomb on me about our third date or something. She goes, oh, yeah, me and my boyfriend are going to, like, what? Back up a little bit. Boyfriend, you say? And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, don't you think you should have told me? So anyway, what are you going out with me for if you have a boyfriend? So anyway, so then there was like a 6-month gap where, you know, we didn't see each other we're together now, obviously, but so that was weird too. So the whole thing was terrible, that whole dating. Luckily, I haven't had a whole lot of that in my life, but that, I don't even know if that belongs on the list, but anyway. That's my list. Tell me what you think about that. Do you agree with me or do you disagree with me on any of it? What else would you add to the list? And let's do it. Leave a comment somewhere. Maybe I'll post this at the Surf Report and make that the topic. So yeah, that's a good idea. So anyway, we're at the end. If you want to hear the Thursday show, I don't know about the Thursday show this week. I'm going to be in Cincinnati. I'm leaving on Tuesday morning. And coming back Sunday evening. And so I don't know how I'm going to do the Thursday show. I don't know. I'm going to have to make it up to you. But I'm going to the Rack and Tour show in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to Cincinnati, see a Reds game, going to a tennis tournament. We're going to the Reds Hall of Fame and all that stuff. We got the all-you-can-eat wristbands. Tony said I can wear both of them. I mean, some might wear one on each wrist just to make sure that, you know, it's too risky to only wear one. But anyway, so we got all that planned. I won't be back till Sunday. I was supposed to go see Squeeze and Marshall Crenshaw the day after we get back on Monday. That show has now been canceled, unfortunately. I don't know what's going on. I don't think they sold any tickets. That would be my guess. They probably sold 125 tickets. In a 2,000-seat venue. That would be, if I had to put money on it, and I have a feeling that's what it was. They added a second date. So they canceled Wilkes-Barre. They added a second date on a place where they sold out, somewhere in New Hampshire. So that's what it was. They said, well, this is a hot spot. This is a Squeeze hot spot. So we need to seize. Squeeze needs to seize the opportunity. And take advantage of this hot spot. Wilkes-Barre, that's a dead zone. That's a dead spot. So shit can that. And it's at a second show over here in New Hampshire. maybe we'll make a little bit of, you know, a little scratch. So I think that's what happened. But anyway, that's out. We won't be able to see Squeeze or Marshall Crenshaw. I love Marshall Crenshaw, by the way. I like Squeeze too. I'm mildly disappointed. But anyway, what was I saying? I can't even remember. I get off on these tangents. But anyway, if you want to hear the Thursday show, you can do it by signing up for a monthly patronage. It's a donation. It helps, you know, supports my efforts. This stuff costs me money, believe it or not. And it also puts little walking around cash in my pocket, which I appreciate. And it's over at patreon.com. Just sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation patronage. And it's patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Put it on a credit card. Comes out the first of every month. You probably won't even notice it. And it'll help me a great deal. And you'll gain access instantly to all the previously recorded Thursday shows. There's some comedy gold in there. I promise you. You know, buried in there. And then you'll gain access to all the new episodes as they're released. So it's a second show every week. And it's my way of saying thank you. So if you want to do that, that would be awesome. Do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Also, we have our hotline. That's 570-290-8151. If you have a question, you have a comment, you have a suggestion, call that number 24 hours a day. You know, go down at the bar, have a few pops, give me a call, and I'll probably use it in a future episode, as long as it's not totally ridiculous. I mean, I have a limit. I mean, I'm not going to get arrested, you know. But, you know, call it today, 570-290-8151, and I'd greatly appreciate that. You'll be in a future episode of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Oh, and then all your dreams will come true. All right, we're at the end. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll see you guys when we get back from our big trips. And you guys have a great one. I'll see you. Bye.